This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 7:15, and that was The Babe Rainbow with Peace Blossom Boogie, which seems like an appropriate song to play right before we talk about our last story, which is about Malaysia's new national tree. Please welcome to the stage, the Merbau.
So, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir said that the Merbau's hardy nature makes it suitable as a symbol of national pride. It's also supposed to reflect the government's commitment towards sustainability. The Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources said that the Merbau represents the importance of our forests to Malaysia's economic and industrial development.
We're going to be holding him to that. Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with the Merbau tree, here's some fun facts for you. It can grow up to 50 meters tall, and that's the same height as the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, or about half as tall as the Statue of Liberty. It's heavy and hard, which probably reflects our resilience towards national and international issues. And is resistant to fungi and termites, and its wood is used for high-grade construction work and furniture, among others.
So I really love the story, partly because when we talk about national emblems, ours tend to be quite, I think the least sexy we get is something like the tapir, which I personally love, by the way. I'm not saying that the tapir is not alluring. I love tapirs. I am just saying, however, that generally when we think about our emblems, they are quite colourful. You know, it's the tiger, it's the hibiscus.
It's the conchil.
Precisely. Okay, actually, maybe I should take that back. The tapir isn't the least interesting. Maybe padi is. But, you know, but like the point is, it tends to have color. It tends to be, you know, I guess what you'd call charismatic. And trees generally don't fall into this category. But I think trees are fantastic. And I love that we have a national one.
Well, I can't remember where I read this, but I'm not sure if this is necessarily a new thing, but other countries also already have trees as national symbols. In Madagascar, it's the baobab. In Latvia, it's the oak tree. And then, for example, in Colombia, it is the quindio wax palm. So I think each of them are trying to aim at something, you know, whether it's to represent the main economic driver of the country when it comes to agriculture, or, you know, if it's meant to be more symbolic, in this case with the Merbau trees, to show that we are hardy.
Yeah.
Strong, and I don't know, I think it can age very well and lives for a long time. So
I'd like to know, you know, I really would like to know whether or not you guys find that trees can capture people's imaginations. Because I think that when I think of trees, you know, the famous Joshua trees, of course, there's, you know, things like Joshua trees. What am I saying? But, you know,
there's palm trees?
No, that's palm trees.
No, I'm thinking of something else, sorry.
I'm thinking of the baobab. I'm thinking of, you know, sequoia. I'm thinking of kind of the big giants that we think of abroad. And I'm curious whether or not the Merbau is going to have the same impact as those trees, whether it
like
can capture...
Like the cherry blossom, right?
Yeah, sakura, exactly. Yeah. So I would like to think it can. I would like to think it will. I mean, when I look at photos of it, it looks pretty majestic. So fingers crossed.
All trees look the same to me. I don't know.
Ooh.
And here's
controversial statement.
Killing the romance with one fell swoop, just gone. But yeah, tell us. I mean, do you love trees, really, is my question. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and call us at 7733-2900 to let us know. We're now also crossing over to Roslan Yaakob, who is the president of the Malaysian Society of Arborists. Roslan, thank you for joining us. So what does having a national tree symbolize, and how do you feel about the selection of the Merbau?
Actually, national tree is a time for us to get one main species. It can show our basic or our main species in tropical forest. Okay, and for your info, that the species selected in Siapa Limbanika is Merbau, is actually found from Indo-Malayan regions. And it actually is commonly found in lowland forests in the transitional areas from the back of mangrove areas towards uphill to 1,000 meter elevations. It also found in the near coastal areas. And for me, it's good to choose that because this species can grow up to minimum is 50 meters high, and the growth of the diameter is can reach to 150 centimeter in diameter. And also, this for the stand trees and the clear bole, the trunk, it can be exceed and reach to 20 meters in for the trunk bole. And this Insia palimanica is a merbau. It also commonly known as merbau, and sometimes they call it as a Malacca tick, or also a Borneo tick. Sometimes they call in Sabah, they call it ipil, ipil, or kuila in Papua New Guinea.
What is especially unique about the merbau tree?
One of the good of the merbau, this is heavy hardwood timber. When we refer to the heavy hardwood timber used for landscaping, it means that it has a very high durability crown and structure. It means that it will reduce the risk for public because it can be lasting. It's not easily fractured. These species are commonly requested from the overseas timber export because they request it because of the color of the woods itself. For me, I'm not interested in the timbers, but I'm just telling you, it's good that our national use this as our national trees because this species is very popular outside there, requested by others. It's better for us to plant this species in urban areas so we can educate, and this is one of the things that we, at least we can preserve and conserve our species, but we are commonly use some of the species from outside. For us, it's better that we use ours, and for certain things, like especially in parks, because park we need shade and we need the low cost trees, low cost maintenance trees, and the important things, it can produce shades and produce oxygen to our countries. That's the main thing.
Are there any traditional uses for the merbau tree?
This merbau, the seeds can be eat, the young seeds can be eat, but the bark and the leaf can be used as a medicinal things, but they have not specified what sort of medicines to be used by the locals.
And what other contenders would there have been besides the merbau tree?
There is one, it's cengal, but cengal is very slow growth. When we propose it, so to propagate the cengal trees, it takes time. From my planting work in the urban and the park areas, I foreseen that the planting for Insia or merbau in the urban park is more successful compared to cengal, because cengal need is a shade tolerant species. It means that he needs shade, but for merbau, the species is full sunlight towards to the semi-shade species. It means that if we plant in an open space, it can survive. But not for cengal. But for merbau, it's okay for them. Except that you have to maintain the soil. You have to maintain the good soil.
Ruslan, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Ruslan Yaakob, president of the Malaysian Society of Arborists, weighing in on our new national tree, the merbau. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on whether or not it captures the national imagination. Can trees do that job? Because I would argue yes. Ayman, on the other hand, would you like to weigh in again with your very flatly given opinion?
All looks the same.
Beautiful. A beautiful thought. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. If you want, you can call 7733-2900. We have a message here from Sunny who says, should be sawit.
You know, that is a good point, seeing that it is, again, one of the main drivers of our economy. And we have been asked to love my palm tree.
Love my palm oil. But yeah. I think it's relevant that this is this announcement of the tree is also coming hand in hand with our Prime Minister recommitting to our forest cover, recommitting to the importance of our forests, which, as we know, that is in direct opposition in many ways to palm oil.
Yeah.
You know, so I think yes, I see your point about Sawit, but when it comes to trees, I would say I'm standing up for it. I stand the Merbau. And we have another message here that's come through saying, should be the durian tree.
You know, that would be a winner on so many angles, right? You claim it as a national tree, and then you can also say and sell it as an authentically Malaysian product. And that does so well in terms of our brand recognition. And if we wanted to sell stuff like tempoyak in the future as part of our selling the food idea overseas.
Sweet Lim is also chiming in on yet another reason why palm oil would not be the best choice, with pointing out that it's not a native species, which I think is an important point. We also have this message here from GBP saying, in UAE, it is the gaff. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I hope the gaff tree. And looking that up, it turns out that not only is... So the gaff tree, it was announced this year, is also the theme for the Year of Tolerance, which I kind of love.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. People are just... there you go, Aiman.
Not all trees look the same.
What was the tree got to do with tolerance?
Symbolism.
Okay.
I'm not even going to entertain you anymore because you just have no heart and no soul. And then we also have Raj saying, I hope it doesn't suffer the same fate as the tigers, which is a very good point. And now it's saying, Daun Semalu, because we're shy and timid in public, Budi Bahasa Budaya Kita.
That doesn't balance out with the tiger as one of our national emblems. So because we want to be fierce and we want to be the Asian tigers once again, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. That there is that. And lastly, Tsai saying, Baobab for Africa, Olive Greece. I was hoping that the mango tree would be our national tree, but not everyone likes the swamp. Fair point. So keep it here. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.